Frank, it's only been a couple of days, but you've seen the rookies out there. You've had experience with most of them. Are they living up to what you expected from them?
Yeah, I mean, it is early, but you do. You get those initial indicators, in, not only on the field, but in the classroom. You see, you know, one of the things that's important to us is football character and football intelligence. And, you know, it's easy to see these guys are studying the playbook, learning the system. And then out on the field, you know, you see some of the attributes that we saw on film, you know, with a guy like Quentin Nelson and Braden Smith. You see that size and strength and the power. And even though we're not in full pads, you can still feel it, you know, out there. And Naheem. You know, you see his speed, you know, that flashes. So it's been a good start.
Culture. Everybody talks about the change here. What culture are you trying to bring?
It really starts with, you know, we talk about, you know, trust, toughness, and teamwork. You know, those are the three T's that we talk about when we're talking about culture. And every one of those is important. You know, as coaches, we got to trust the players. The players have to trust us. You know, we got, you know, you got to go about trusting people and process. And so, you know, we're trying to put the processes in place that make us better every day. And when we all buy into that, that's what happens.
Rookie minicamp. Vets aren't here. How important is that to get these guys on their feet and ready to go?
Yeah, I think it helps give them some traction so that when, you know, when the vets come in, you know, now that they're not starting from ground zero. So they're still playing catch up because the vets have been exposed to most of the systems. But still they got some traction, and that gives them a little bit more confidence, I think, in the meeting room and on the field.
What do you expect from these guys when they come back? The veterans are going to be here the next time around. What do you expect from the young guys?
You know, just want to see them rise up and compete. You know, I mean, one thing, this is not like old school NFL where, you know, rookies have to, you know, take some 2 or 3 years. I mean, the expectations for rookies are high. So, you know, we expect them to follow the lead of the vets, but I also expect some of those rookies to step up and lead in their own way. And so I think that's very important.
These kids, and they are kids, they're very, very young. Out on the field yesterday, impressed right from the get-go. Did that surprise you at all?
No, I mean, it was a little hot out there for sure. Yeah. And but they worked hard. You know, I thought there were relatively few mental errors. I thought that was a good sign, you know, that they'd all put the work in. And then physically, most of them looked like they were in shape. Now, there's a few that maybe need a little bit of work, but we'll get there.
For yourself, and I know you were asked a little while ago, how have the last couple of months been? Do you feel like a rookie head coach at all?
Yeah, I mean, everything's first time. So, yeah, there's no doubt there's a learning curve. But if you surround yourself with good people like we have here, and the coordinators and Chris Ballard and the whole crew, I mean, it's a great place to work. So it's fun. You learn something. You learn something every day. But you're doing it with a group of guys that you know you're committed to going the same direction. You have ownership that's supporting you in that, and that's the good news.
How much fun was it putting your staff together?
You know what? That was always, to me, one of the highlights. As I ever thought about being a head coach in the league, one of the highlights was thinking about putting together a staff, you know, getting the kind of men and the kind of coaches on the staff that you really wanted. And I'm very pleased with how that turned out.